عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Among men, those who have truly stood by their pledge with God. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. They have been true to what they pledged to God, to their covenant with God. Men and women, many of them, they made covenant with God. They signed a contract, pledge. صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. فمنهم من قضى نحبه. Many of them fulfilled their mission and they passed away. ومنهم, and among them also, those who are standing in line to fulfill their mission. And among those men, and one of their leaders and pioneers who was true to his pledge with God, was Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. On the day of Ashura, I cannot find a clearer and a better example than Imam Hussein, when he stood very honest and true with the pledge he made with God. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. God said, I will trade with you your money and your souls. لِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Give me two commodities, give me your wealth, give me your souls, I will replace it with paradise. لِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. And Imam Hussein was in the forefront of those who signed this deal with God, gave his wealth and gave his soul. And what is better, what a better wealth than your children? What a better wealth than your daughters and your sisters? That's the most precious thing you have. He traded them with Allah. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. Today, we have to ask ourselves, what can I do for Imam Hussein? A return to this magnificent sacrifice that he produced and he gave. What can we give back to him? How do we remain true and honest with him, with our leader? Imam Hussein does not expect us only to cry, where the cries and the tears are important. In the process of changing us, we have to be touched. We have to be moved by him. And that's the first step. But that is not the last step. It's just the first step. To be moved through our tears, through our emotions, through our solidarity and sympathy with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But that is not the end. Imam Hussein wants us, beside sadness and tears and lamentation, we should have actions. It has to be followed by actions. It has to be followed by commitment. Commitment to do solid things in our life, to change ourselves. Let's each and everyone ask himself, herself, tonight when we go home, before you sleep, get a pen and paper and ask yourself. Put this question and try to answer it yourself, and don't share it with anyone. Just yourself and your Lord. And say, what have I done in return to this sacrifice of Imam Hussein? What have I done to support him, to be his true soldier? What have I done? Actions. What have I done to my community, to my society? Yes, coming to the majalis is something very good and very important, because this is the first step for awareness. If we don't listen, Allah says, the believers first, they listen. They allow themselves to listen. They don't close their ears. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ So coming to the sessions and the majalis of Muharram and Safar is important. To listen, that's the first prerequisite for change. But it's not all. This is not all. Imam Hussein says, I want to see something more than that. I need to see you helping your community, being a positive agent, a positive member of your community. So ask yourself this question tonight and put the answers on a piece of paper. What have I done for my community, for my society? How many people I helped? How many people I brought with me? How many institutions I helped? Imam Hussein wants to see contribution, not just tears. Tears are not enough, my friends, believe me. Sometimes tears are produced by tyrants. Umar ibn Sa'd himself, he was crying for Hussein. He himself, the one who ordered the murder of Hussein, he stood while Hussein was dying. Historians, they say, he started to cry and then he turned his face and left. Umar ibn Sa'd was crying for Hussein. But tears are not enough. Are these tears are going to help him? Definitely not. Imam Hussein says, I need to see contribution. I need to see actions. I need to see each and every one. Each and every one of us is able, be it male, female, 15 years old, 35 years old, 75 years old of us, we are able to do something positive for Hussein in this land, in this community, in this country. Hussein wants to see results. He wants to see actions. Let's ask this question. This is the best way. Don't share the answer with anyone. Put the question, what have I done for Hussein, for Ahlul Bayt, for Fatima al-Zahra, who is grieving for her son in my community? How much contribution I have? 10%, 20%, 50%? What sort of contribution? Ask yourself. You don't have to share it with others. Just listen to your own answer. And if you don't have contribution, you must begin. I am telling you, we have short days left for us, not long days. We don't have much time. In this life, we are in a race with the time to achieve before we leave. Before we leave this life, we have only few days left, few months left, no more. So we have to work. I'm not going to tell you, Hajj Fulan, you do this and you do that. You know what you can do. You know your capacity. You know your ability. You know how much you can contribute. I'm just reminding ourselves and myself that we have to work for Hussein. Hussein did everything he could. He never reserved anything for himself. He never said no. This son I'm not going to give him. This daughter I'm not going to give her. This sister I'm not. He took the entire family with him. Do you know Hussein had 9 brothers? And he's number 10. All the 10 died. Zainab lost within 3 hours 10 of her brothers. That's not easy, my friends. That's not easy. You lose a brother, you lose a son, you grieve for the rest of your life. Zainab lost 10 brothers in 3 hours and 2 sons of her. But she never mentioned her sons. She always mentioned her brothers. Hussein alayhi salam. This is not easy. In return to that, are we giving something to Zainab? Or we just say to her, Zainab, I'm sorry for what you suffered. I'm just sorry. We have to give. We have to contribute. Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, he asked this question. He said this sentence, أَلَا هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنَا. Can I find any supporter? He was not asking for food or a drink. He was asking for support to the deen, to the religion, to the madhab, to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he died not because he wanted to conquer this land or be the president of that land. He died for the dignity of the humans, all the humans, Muslims and non-Muslims. For the freedom of the humanity, the dignity of the humanity, justice for humanity, peace for humanity. His enemies, they fought against him for corruption, for dominance, for power. This was their goal. 2 camps, they got together on the plain of Karbala on the day of Ashura. One of them represents beauty, peace, security, dignity, insaniya, humanity. The other, the army of Yazid, represented evil, destruction, terror on the day of Ashura. And this camp, these 2 camps, they continue. They continue the struggle. Hussein alayhi salam fought for the sake of islah. Innama kharajtu li talab al islah. Islah means reforms, to fix the broken things, fix broken relations, fix broken hearts, fix the broken societies, fix the broken covenants. The covenants that we make with God and then we break them. إنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح. Few days ago, in another country, another city, I was there for Muharram. Someone came to me and he said, Sheikh, I'm here for the very first time in my life. Someone brought me here with him. I have never been in these sessions. I am not part of the Shia community. But I am stunned now. I am shocked. I find myself that I lost 30 years of my life. I never knew about Hussein. I never knew about the contribution of his family. I knew exactly the opposite. They taught me exactly the opposite. That Shias are Rafidis. They are non-Muslims. They are hypocrites. I came here and I discovered something else. This is an eye-opening for me. So tell me, what should I do next? I said to him, next, The message of Imam Hussein is the message of Islah and guidance, Hidayah, and love and peace. It's not about war. It's not about fighting. It's about fighting the inner evil that we have inside. So begin with your own self. Make a covenant with God that, oh God, through Hussein, through the example that you gave me, you guided me to him. I said to him, this Hidayah from God. After 30 years, someone brings you. This was the design of God to come to these sessions, to learn, to open your eyes, to be awakened. So now you have to transfer this to others, but before that, you have to fix yourself. Work on yourself. The Holy Quran says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ. First, protect yourself, and then protect your family. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارُ. So begin by fixing yourself. Talk to yourself. See how many bad things we have in our life. And we know them. Definitely we know. Try to fix this. And then go to your family. This is how you meet God. This is what Imam Hussein wants from you to do. Islah. To be an agent of goodness in this society. I read a story in the New York Times yesterday. Very interesting story. Story of an African-American female professor at Wheaton College in Illinois, Chicago. A few months ago, because of the atmosphere of the climate of Islamophobia, she decided to have a gesture of solidarity with the Muslims. So she decided to wear, she's a Christian, she's not Muslim, to wear a scarf, hijab, and go to school with a scarf on her head. Wheaton College is a private, 160 years old, evangelical school. They didn't like this. They suspended her when they saw her with putting a scarf. They suspended her. Because this violates the principles of the school. A professor who has been teaching since 2007, very bright person, very intellectual person, she decided to have a gesture of solidarity with a portion of the Muslims in her community. Now she's suspended. Imagine we speak about freedom of expression, freedom of faith, freedom of speech. Imagine. In a college, the college is 160 years old, very prestigious college in America, private. Many politicians, many lawmakers, many successful businessmen and women were graduated from this school. They could not tolerate that. In America, they could not tolerate that. This is very sad. Read the story in the New York Times yesterday. They suspended her. A few days later, they fired her. Because she came with hijab. She said, I'm African-American, I'm a Christian, but I think I have to stand with Muslim women in my community, in solidarity. This is something that we have to respect. This lady, I don't know her. She's a Christian, but I respect her. I admire her. I encourage her. I support her. Because she said the truth. This is what Imam Hussein wants me and you to do. To speak the truth. She lost her job. It's not easy to lose your job in this country. But she was willing to speak the truth. She was willing to side with justice. A lesson for all of us. We must side with justice. If I and you and you and you, we always are afraid, intimidated. No, I should not say this sentence because this government would not be happy with me. I should not give this statement because this agency and that agency would be outraged. And if you do the same, then justice is going to die slowly, slowly. And we are going to be the murderer of justice. Allah says, I created this dunya for one reason. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. People stand up for justice. Allah says in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah Al-Hadid, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. I sent all those prophets, messengers, apostles, scriptures, divine books for one reason, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So you speak justice, you stand up for justice, you defend justice. This is the message of Islam. It's about justice. Justice for all. If we lose this spirit, if we lose this message, then Islam is spiritless. Islam becomes the Islam of Bani Umayyah, not the Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today I was reading an article in an Arab newspaper by a distinguished Sunni journalist, female journalist in the Gulf countries. She was saying that I thank the Shia worldwide because they were the people who made Islam dignified through Ashura, through Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, our mashayikh, in our tradition, they kill the spirit of Islam. They listen to the Sultan. They submit to the Sultan. They succumb to the Sultan. It was this is a Sunni journalist. She said, you are the true followers of Islam. You bring dignity, izzah, respect, honor to Islam. We have to maintain this spirit. We have to be proud of it. We stand, Imam Hussein on Ashura said, I stand with everyone who is mazloom. This is why all the mazloomin, all those who have been wronged, they know the value of Imam Hussein. The tyrant, they don't. They are afraid of him. Only the oppressed, only the wronged, they know the value of the message of Ashura. We have to keep the message of Ashura alive in our societies, in our neighborhoods, in our homes. Refuse injustice in your house. Refuse justice and fight. Refuse injustice and fight injustice in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Don't accept injustice. When you see injustice, say no. I can't tolerate this. I can't stand this. Even if I lose my job. I'm sure this professor, she's going to get another better job in another institution that respects the values of the American society. Because America was built by those people who were running away, fleeing persecution, fleeing injustice. So when you fire a lady because she wears scarf and she's not a Muslim, a gesture of solidarity, you are violating the principles of Christianity, of Jesus. Jesus stood. I wish I can have access to this college to tell the dean and the faculty that fired her that you are insulting Jesus alayhi salam with this. Jesus was the one who was looking after the oppressed, the wronged. Jesus is the one who taught us that we have to stand always in solidarity, in harmony with those who have been neglected. Jesus came to fight injustice in the societies. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأحبته وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب أليم. Allah states in the Holy Quran, and let not those who disbelieve and reject us suppose that the respite we grant them is good for them. We only grant them this respite, meaning we don't destroy them immediately, we give them some time, that they may increase in sin, and theirs shall be a humiliating punishment. This is a sentence was given by Lady Zainab alayhi salam in front of the tyrant Yazid. Today is the 12th of the month of Muharram. Exactly 1377 years ago, Lady Zainab alayhi salam stood in the palace of the governor of Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, before him, like today, the 12th of Muharram. They were taken the day before, on the 11th, as captives from Karbala. The only male survivor in that caravan was Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salatu wassalam. The following morning, like today, she stood in the palace of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. She was very broken. Ubaydullah, this is how he addresses Zainab. He tells her, Ya Zainab, Alhamdulillah alladhi qatalakum wa fadahakum wa akdhaba uhduthatakum wa araha al-ibada wal bilada min rijalikum. I praise God that he murdered you and he exposed you and he proved you liars and he relieved the ummah, the nation, from the evil of your men. Listen to the answer. The answer of a lady who, I said earlier, she lost 10 brothers, 2 nephews, and many 2 sons and many nephews just 2 days before. She said, Ya Ibn Ziyad, Alhamdulillah alladhi akramana bi nabiyhi Muhammad. I praise God because he honored us with our grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وَأَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الرِّجْسَ وَطَهَّرَنَا تَطْهِيرًا. And he removed defilement and evil from us and he purified and refined us. إِنَّمَا يُكْذَبُ الْفَاجِرُ. The one who is proven a liar is not the family of the Prophet. It is you, the licentious. It is you, the rogue, the evil person. وَيُفْتَضَحُ الْفَاسِقُ. And the one who is exposed is not the family of the Prophet, is the one who is indecent. وَهُوَ غَيْرُنَا وَهُوَ أَنْتَ وَأَبُوكَ يَا عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. It is you and your father, Ziyad ibn Abi. You are the enemies of God. Here, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was very angry at Zainab. He said, Ya Zainab, كيف رأيتي صنع الله بأخيك الحسين? How do you feel when God murdered your brother Hussein? How do you feel? What do you say about this victory? Listen to the answer. She said, Wallahi ma ra'aytu illa jameela. What I saw from God is nothing but a beauty. Jameel. Look at this answer, full of meaning. This is the message of Ashura. I don't look at it as something bad happening to me. Ma ra'aytu illa jameela. I see in this grace, the love, the beauty of God, the blessings of God. ما رأيت إلا جميلة. هؤلاء قوم كتب الله عليهم القتل. God has prescribed martyrdom for Hussein and his brothers. فبرزوا إلى مضاجعهم. They listened to God. They obeyed God. فبرزوا إلى مضاجعهم. وسيجمع الله بينك وبينهم يوم القيامة. You and them are going to stand both camps and both sides. You stand before God on the day of judgment. فَانْظُرْ لِمَنِ الْفَلَجِ فَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. You will see who is victorious on that day when you stand before God. Here, he was very furious. He left his seat, his chair, to hit Zainab, to assault her physically. Men who were sitting, there were a few men, not many men. Many of them, they had the shape of men, but they did not carry the shape of men and human. One of them or two, they said, Ya Amir, please, she's a lady. You cannot touch her. You cannot assault her. Remember, she's the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib standing in your session. So he was embarrassed. He went back, and this is what he said. He said, Ya Zainab, لقد شفى الله صدري بقتل أخيك الحسين. I'm so happy that Hussein is killed. God has healed my spirit. Here Zainab broke in tears. She could not take that anymore. She said, I know. Your chest and your spirit has been healed, but my spirit is broken. Because I have no one to defend me. No father, no son. No, brother, you left me with only women and children. This is the message of Zainab alayhi salam. Zainab who continued the struggle, continued the revolution. Zainab who was unwavered, unshaken. The agony that Zainab was bearing is bigger than the agony of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Because Zainab had to bear these tragedies along the way from Karbala to Kufa. From Kufa, they paraded them in the streets. People would ask, who is this? Who are those? They say those are Kharijites. Those are people who rejected God, rejected Islam. Very few people would realize that Zainab is the granddaughter of the Prophet in this caravan. The same thing they did in Syria when they took them to Damascus. The same thing it happened in many other countries and cities. Until after 2 months, the caravan returns to Medina. After 2 months. But Zainab was a hero. Zainab alayhi salam, she continued the path, the message, the powerful message of Imam Hussein. And if we know these days about Imam Hussein and his struggle, it's due to this lady. Lady Zainab alayhi salam. And she has many encounters with Yazid, even a bigger one in the palace of Damascus. It was the speech of Zainab, the stand of Zainab in the palace of Yazid ibn Muawiyah that destroyed the Umayyad Empire. And it created a huge volcano in Damascus itself. That session of Zainab in Damascus, in front of Yazid, made many of his aides, senior aides, to turn against him. Because Zainab was speaking the truth and nothing but the truth. Zainab was raised by a noble mother, pure mother, who taught her always to say the truth, to speak justice. Zainab never lied in her life. Zainab is the product of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam and Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik wa anakhat birahlik alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadan.
ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا رحمة الله وبركاته. Tonight we have the last session, inshallah. The salat begins at 7 p.m. and the Honorable Dr. Faridun Sahafi is going to speak English and Farsi, inshallah. Tonight will be the conclusion of the majalis. Not this coming Monday, the Monday after, which is October 24th, we're going to begin our second year of Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary of Southern California, inshallah. The classes begin. So if you want to register, we have fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, the principles, usul al-fiqh. We have ulum al-Quran, the science of sciences of Quran. We have ilm al-hadith, and we have many others, aqa'id, in these classes. And you can see the website just outside. There is a poster outside. You can contact us through the email. Allahumma akhbar lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat innaka mujibu al-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا مع الحسين وآل الحسين اللهم لا تفرق بيننا وبين الحسين وأمير المؤمنين ورسول الله وفاطمة الزهراء طرفة عين أبدا ارزقنا في الدنيا زيارة الحسين وفي الآخرة شفاعة الحسين وجد الحسين وعجل في فرج إمامنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.